think of Cardiff.
Yes, I want to know more information about a mail that I just received with some loan information. I have a reservation code.
Okay, what is that number?
Sorry?
Oh, what is that number? The reservation
number? It's 2311 0801 0029 1155.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, let me try that again. Can you start from the beginning?
It's 2311 0801 0029 1155.
Okay. And I have, is it Rolly Transport?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking with?
Vanessa Liboy.
Okay. And what is the best phone number for you?
Sorry?
Oh, what is the best phone number for you?
It could be this one. It's 787-314-6826.
6826. Okay. And is that the number you're calling from?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. It just erased. Can you repeat that?
Yes. 787-314-6826.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, perfect. So, Rolly Transport, and I'm showing you, are at the address of 11114 Stanley Steamer Lane in Jacksonville?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. And are you one of the owners of the business?
Yes, me and my husband.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. We started the business in September 2015, so we don't have a year.
Okay.
We bought all our assets with we have a transportation company. It's a small business.
Okay.
It's just my husband. And what we do is just we hold cargo transportation, cargo and cars.
You hold it?
Yes.
We hold
cars. But it's like a hot shot. It's a dually pickup truck and a 30-foot feet trailer.
Okay.
We bought all our assets and we rented the location and everything with all our savings and all the credit that we had. Because we moved recently from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay.
So I do have my regular job on a transportation company, which is Anderson Trucking Services. But my husband wanted to start a business on that. So, and because of I had previous experience with ATS, I have been employed for them by 14 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to start his own business. So we did. So
okay.
I have my regular work, but we also have the business.
Mm-hmm.
Which is my husband's main work.
Okay.
So what we are looking forward right now is to upgrade the equipment that we have, because
okay.
we are losing a lot of business that we can move. But based on the trailer and the pickup that we have, it's being a little bit difficult to get all the business that we want, and we
mm-hmm.
need to buy a wrecker instead.
Okay.
A robot wrecker. So our plan was to sell the trailer and the pickup truck. We have a loan on that pickup truck and try to finance records. Mm-hmm. But most of the banks that we have gone so far have told us that because of the amount of months that we have on the business, well, mm-hmm. they are a little bit reluctant to
loan to you.
Yeah, the, okay. the amount of money that we need.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to find out if through your company we will be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're looking for equipment, not capital, correct? Like working capital, you need equipment?
It could be either.
Okay.
I would prefer the capital because that doesn't limit me on the equipment that I want to buy.
Mhm.
So if it could be capital, it would be much better.
Okay, you would prefer that over an equipment
loan?
Yeah,
and sometimes when you have money on hand, you will find better deals with these dealers than having to finance.
Okay, now, how much is the wrecker you're looking to buy?
We started thinking about finding a used one, mm-hmm. but between 20 and less than 30,000 will be our budget.
Okay. And what are you averaging monthly in revenue?
In revenue, hold on. Let me check the book right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I At the beginning, I went to a different company. I don't think it was yours.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me for $25,000 on monthly revenue, which we don't get to that amount.
Okay.
Let me check on my P&L. Hold on. Okay, our revenue fluctuates between 3,400 and almost 5,000.
Okay. And how is your personal credit?
Our personal, I've told you, to be able to build a business, we use all the credit that we have. Right now, I'm into 650 because most of the stuff that we have, it's under my name.
Mm-hmm.
The Empiric, it's between 650, 680. My husband, it's like between 750 the Empiric, or maybe 730, mm-hmm. 750. It will go around like around that.
Okay, so based off that information, I wouldn't be able to do a working capital loan, but I can probably help you with getting the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We can work with startup businesses, which is what you are, because you are under 2 years in business. So. It sounds like your credit would probably be okay, and we can usually lend on that program up to about $35,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is that something that you would want to do?
Yes, sure.
Trying to get approved for the record? Okay.
Yeah. How will that work? Because I do remember going a few months back to Bank of America, which is the bank where we have our commercial, mm-hmm. our business account.
Right.
And what they were telling me, because I wanted to make a personal loan,
mm-hmm.
under my name only to be able to find out equipment to buy. And mm-hmm. they were giving me so many restrictions on the year of the mm-hmm. of the vehicle, or on the amount of mileage that the odometer had, or and it's more difficult like that because you can have so many options. And I had to buy the equipment through the dealers that they were giving me instead mm-hmm. of me being able to find it on other sources that we have mm-hmm. that we know.
Well, so, we don't do that. We don't really have any restrictions. Uh-huh. So, you know, we're open to you getting the vehicle from wherever you need to.
Okay, so how yeah. would that work?
So the way it would work is you would find the vehicle you want and get an invoice or quote, uh-huh. and then we'll contact them. We'll get you basically approved in the meantime, and then we would pay them for the full amount, uh-huh. and you'd have a monthly payment.
Through what? Through you?
Correct. And we're very flexible, okay. so we're not like – Bank of America is very strict. They yeah. really don't like to do equipment financing, and that's why they have so many restrictions, because they don't really want to do it. We actually specialize in equipment financing.
So what you are saying is that you will be able to buy the equipment for me, and then I will pay you on a monthly basis.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So you would pick it out, and then we'll get it approved for you, and then we'll pay them for you.
Okay. So is there any way that I can know in advance how mm-hmm. much will be pre-qualified? So because that way I can search under those mm-hmm. range
yeah.
that you provide, and I don't have to be able. I will not be like looking for something that I won't know if I will qualify or not.
Right. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay.
We can do that. So let me get your email address. I'm going to send you a one-page application.
Right.
Okay, with what I need. What is a good email for you?
It's I do have one here that says Commercial Finance Division Tax to Fund.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Business loan application I have.
You know, I'm going to send you a different application.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Okay. What's a good email address for you?
It's Rolly, R-O-L-I,
uh-huh.
Transport, Rolly Transport at Yahoo.
Okay, perfect. And are you going to be getting this through a private party or through, you know, an establishment that sells vehicles?
Well, that's the thing. We have been contacting both. So we have some units seen through dealerships, but mm-hmm. We have found some other units that are sold by owner,
mm-hmm.
which through a dealer it will be better because we will have at least some guarantees and when you buy with an owner, it that limits the amount of guarantees that you have,
mm-hmm.
but as long as we find the unit that we require, it could be either way, unless you have restrictions on that.
Yeah, so you should be fine. We can let you know once you get you approved if it'll
okay.
be if you can do, you know, private party or not. It's usually not a huge issue. Because
uh-huh.
of it's titled, so we can trace back the ownership. So
okay.
it's usually not a big deal. But we can get to that, you know, once we get the information in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you one-page application,
right.
and then the first page of your last 3 months' bank statements. And that's
okay.
all I need. That's all I need right now. Okay.
Okay.
And then get that back to me. We'll get you submitted and let you know what we can get you approved for. And then it should be a pretty easy process.
One thing.
Mm-hmm.
Will would you run the credit based on the numbers from the business, or would you consider both our personal credits and the business?
So it's a business loan, okay? It goes on your business credit, but we do have to run the credit of the guarantors, so you and your husband. So we will run your credit, but it's going to be a business loan that goes in your business credit, which is good because you want to build your business credit. You don't want to have these business loans on your personal credit.
It's under my personal.
It'll bring your credit score down. You're going to have too much debt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So give me about 10 minutes. I'm going to send this over. And all my direct info will be on there if you have any questions.
Okay.
Phone number and email. It'll come from Nicole. And then once I get that, I'll go ahead and submit it for you.
Perfect.
Okay.
So I just need to wait for the email to come through my mail, right?
Yeah, and I'll send it, you know, like 10 minutes or so, I'll send it over.
Perfect.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
Yeah. How fast? If we get approval, how and everything's okay, how fast will get for us to have the money available for buying the?
Well, we can have you approved within a day, and then it's just, you know, a few days after, we just have to contact your vendor, set up payment with them so we can wire the funds or overnight the funds to them. And then, well, you know, we have to do some titling work, but it really doesn't take that long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So I will wait your email then, so we can contact through email. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Well.
Perfect. And your name, you said you was Nicole.
Nicole.
Right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay,
well,
I'll send this over shortly.
I will wait for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.